The last quarter of the regular season is underway. Carroll with the ball, trailing 37-36. Chargers with it at the far end. Pardon out top. Hands back to Sampson, who's in there to start the final 8 minutes. Sampson against Bricker. Leans over the dribble, takes it left, now in the lane. Pulls up, shoots, and hits. 11 now for Sampson. And Carroll has the lead for the first time since the first quarter, 38-37. Warsaw had an 8-point lead in the third and now has given it up. Backdoor cut. Trey Davis got tackled. No whistle. Martin drives in and scores, and a foul on the play. Warsaw deferred the penalty. They'll take it. They've got the lead back and one.
Well, and even Carroll stopped completely on that play, thinking that there was going to be a foul. Nobody went after the basketball except for Brent Martin. And credit Martin for corralling the ball, and instead of shooting him like 8-foot jumper, he goes in and creates contact and gets a chance for an and one.
And he gets that and one, and Martin's in double figures with 10. Warsaw 40, Carroll 38. For Brandt, it's his sixth double-figure game of the season. Hauser on the handoff. He should be fresh because he spent the first 6 minutes of the game, most of it on the bench with fouls. Hauser out on the right wing. Skip pass left corner. Truesdale up the baseline, all the way out, pass deflected, got to Sampson anyway. He'll dribble in and shoot a 10-footer and miss it. And Carson Gould's got the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Jackson Gould, then a bumping foul called on Draylen Truesdale for Carroll. His second team's fifth.
Coming into this fourth quarter, Warsaw now has 10 turnovers. They had 5 turnovers altogether in that third quarter, and I bet if we look back, a lot of those turnovers happened in the last 3 minutes of that third quarter.
Carson Gould left wing against Sampson. Off a screen all the way to the top, back across to Bricker. Bricker drives around Pardon, pulls up for a 10-footer and hits it. Luke Bricker's got 14 points to lead the Tigers and all scores. And Warsaw's back up by 4, 42-38. Skip pass left corner. Truesdale tries a 3 and hits it. Draylen Truesdale with a 3-pointer, and a timeout is called by Carroll. We'll take it with 6:25 left to go in the game. Warsaw 42, Carroll 41, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. After the timeout by the Chargers, they are second. They have all three of their full timeouts left. Warsaw has the same. 6:23 left to go, fourth quarter. Warsaw by one with the ball. Bricker, right side to Jackson, back out to Bricker, now to Carson Gould. Carson picks up his dribble, nobody to throw it to, finds Bricker right wing, right in front of the Warsaw coaches. Bricker against Sampson. Back out to the center line to Jackson Gould. Near sideline, Trey Davis off his hands and out of bounds. Was not a good pass, and Trey tried to catch it with one hand. That's a recipe for a turnover, and that's what Warsaw got.
No, and that's been kind of the tale of both the JV and the varsity game, where Warsaw's receivers are going at it with one hand instead of two.
Sinish in the corner for Truesdale. Back to Sinish. Now he picks up his dribble against Trey Davis. In the corner, Hauser. Hauser up the baseline. They bumped into Jackson Gould. He lost the ball out of bounds. Could have been a foul there on Jax. None was called. Out of bounds to Warsaw with 5:43 left. And Warsaw still leading by one. Tigers need a good possession, a good shot here. They need to see it go in. Jackson to the near side. Flips it back to Carson. Carson drives to the top. Now picks up his dribble. Martin looking in at Trey Davis in the post. Now back to Martin right wing. He'll bring it out toward the volleyball line and out beyond against Sinish. Dribbles back to the right. Stop and go move. Up the baseline. Under the basket. Slipped it inside to Bricker. Puts it off the glass and in. He ducked around a defender to score. He's got 16 and Warsaw leads 44-41.
Great pass by Branton. Good timing on the cut by Luke Bricker.
Hauser right side of the lane. Shoots over Davis. Rims it. No good. Rebound loose. Bricker dives for it and saves it in to Trey Davis for the Tigers. Trey picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Back to Bricker. Bricker cautiously brings it to the line with a left-hand dribble and through the center circle. Hands back to Jackson Gould, 4:45 left. Warsaw leads by 3. Brant Martin, top of the circle, dribbles back to the right, picks up his dribble. In the corner, Jackson Gould, illegal screen called on Carson. Carson with his third, out of bounds to Carroll. And a chance to grab momentum in the game back and just literally gave it away. Sampson off to the right. Brichter kind of peeking around to see where the screens might be coming from. None was coming. Harden with it, top of the circle. Steps up into a three-pointer, missed it, and hit the backboard wire and out of bounds. They're capable of hitting that shot, but I'd much prefer them take that shot than drive to the basket.
Yeah, and over the last two games, if you go back and just ISO on Carson Gould's defense against Nolan Cumberland and now against Harden tonight, he has been phenomenal as an individual defender against two of the better players that we have seen on our schedule.
Jackson Gould, right sideline, right in front of the Warsaw bench. Out to Trey Davis. Looks inside, bounces to Martin. He's surrounded, got around his man, put it off the glass, no good. Trey Davis, tip, no good. Signage the rebound for Carroll. Outlets near side to Sampson. Halfway through the fourth, Warsaw leads 44-41. Down in deep, Sampson turns and shoots over Bricker and scores. Jair Sampson with 13. It's back to a one-point game, 44-43. Carson Gould, pressure deep in the backcourt. Not very effectively. He'll bounce it out top, and Martin's able to keep it in the front. No, they're going to say it's over and back. The ball was tipped, was it not? No, they say the official right there looking at it says it was not tipped by Carroll. And it's out of bounds to the Chargers, and they've got a chance to take the lead. Sampson, top of the circle, crosses over, down the lane, ran over Martin. Offensive foul. Offensive foul, Jair Sampson, his third.
That's a huge take by Brant Martin there because that was a momentum shifter. That's a bad call for that over and back because it's either a foul because his arm got pulled or Carroll clearly touched that basketball heading into the backcourt. And before it was touched by the offense again, he was in the backcourt clear. Just a tough one to take, but I'm glad they recovered.
Carson Gould dribbles across the line and calls timeout. 3:24 left to play in the final regular season game of the year. Warsaw 44, Carroll 43. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. One last roundup here in the Tiger Den this season. Perhaps 3:24 left in our year here. We want to thank all the people here at the Tiger Den. Matt Binkard, Michael Houck, who I know is listening down in Indianapolis. We miss you here tonight, buddy. We're looking for an update. We got a great update on Ian Wiebrink from earlier. He's in the consolation round after winning. After finishing in a school record time in the 50-free. Warsaw with the ball, leading by one, 3:10 left. Tigers are spreading the floor. Bricker out on the right. Back to Jackson near the center circle. Drives on Hauser, backs him in. Up and under move for two. Gould with nine. Warsaw by three, 46-43. 3 minutes left to go. Hauser out on the right wing. Fakes the three, throws it out for Rudolph. Now Harden spins in, throws up a wild shot, no good. Bricker grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Jackson Gould up the near side of the court. Angles in toward the lane. Underneath Trey Davis, reverse layup for two. Trey scores on the assist from Jackson. Tigers by five, 48-43. Timeout called by Carroll. 2:31 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads 48-43. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw's varsity's played in some close games too, not nearly as many as the junior varsity. To this point, 10 of their 22 games have been played to within 10 points, five points or less. This one's got that written all over it, although Warsaw at the moment leads by five. 2:27 left, Carroll with the ball. Hauser right side against Jackson Gould, got away from him, flipped it up, underhand, no good! Trey Davis the rebound for Warsaw. Now, can the Tigers finish the deal with 2:15 left? Jackson Gould across the line, bumped by Hauser, bumped again, takes it in, fakes, shoots, and scores! Gould in double figures with 11 for his career, his 54th double-figure game. Now, Hauser right side, ran over Gould, offensive foul, he did it again! Hauser with his third, Gould with his 24th charge taken this season.
Well, and then down here, what makes that so good is Harden tried to get him back from the earlier charge, and Jackson just jump-stopped, waited him out, up and under, and finished. And then down there, Hauser goes through Jackson. Just an excellent job of basketball IQ by Jackson Gould.
Half-court trap coming, 1-2-2 style. Trey Davis above the foul line, right side Jackson Gould in the corner, Bricker. Bricker any other time would have shot a three-pointer there, but not now, not this time, not with this score. Martin, foul line, Davis takes it in, double-teamed, looking to get it out of trouble, throws it out to Bricker. Up the sideline, Jackson Gould. He'll take it in and miss it. Tipped. It's in! Gould tipped it in. He's got 13. Warsaw leads by 9 with 1:23 to go. Down to the left corner for Pardon. Pardon, doesn't hand off. Drives in, floats it in the air. Rimming, rebound, out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw with 1:13 to go. All of a sudden, the Chargers have gone cold, and the Tigers are finishing the job. Timeout, Carroll. 1:13 left to play. We'll keep it here with Warsaw all of a sudden leading 52-43.
Well, there's a couple different things that have happened, and Carroll's gone away from driving the ball to the basket, and they've settled for jump shots. On that last play, Warsaw gets very fortunate because Carson and Jackson Gould collided and almost set screens on each other, and Pardon, instead of going to the basket, sees the help side defense show up. In the last two possessions, the help side defense has been incredible, forcing them to try to shoot floaters, and then Hauser tried to flip one underneath. Both of them missed, and Warsaw's able to get the ball back after those misses now to look at throw full court. But it's just been a good, I would say, defensive game for Warsaw. The offensive execution hasn't been great in spots, but the defense has been really, really good, especially considering the help side defense coming over late in the game.
Well, here's some perspective. With 1:13 left, Carroll, who averages 63 points a game, has 43 points. So they're not likely to break 50, and they're going to come up way short of their average.
And I would venture to say that they scored 10 to 12 points in that last three-minute segment of the third quarter that we talked about, and I would also say there was a span of about three possessions where they scored three straight times because Warsaw communication was poor. So if you shore up those two, you know, those two situations, you're holding a pretty good scoring team really low.
Tiger ball, Carson Gould to throw it in. Full court pressure on, he gets it into Martin. Martin up the near sideline, Jackson Gould, and he gets run out of bounds by Hauser. That is Cannon's fourth, and that is the eighth against the Chargers, and with 1:10 left to play in the game, 1-1 coming up here for Jackson Gould. 1,100 points in his career, creeping up toward Ron Brandenburg. Tigers will need to do some work next week for him to get what he needs to get to number 9. Free throw up. Short, way short. Rebound grab by Sinish for Carroll. Quickly down court, Rudolph. Couldn't get off a shot. Across to Pardon, he'll shoot a contested three. No good. Carson Gould, a flat-footed rebound. Warsaw's going to win the game with a minute to go. They lead by 9. Out of bounds. Last touch by Hauser. It belongs to the Tigers.
And Trey, very fortunate there. Could have gotten called for a foul. Comes into the shooting path. It was a little bit later, but I thought he might have got a piece of Pardon on the way down. And if you're Trey, just stay away. We don't want to stop the clock at this point.
Carson Gould to throw it in. Looking, throws it into Martin. Jump pass ahead for Jackson Gould. He'll fake and jump a pass into traffic. It's tipped right to Carson Gould. Ahead to Trey Davis, who fakes and scores. Trey Davis now with 7. It's an 11-point game. Hauser from 30. Good. Cannon Hauser with a cannon. And with 40 seconds left, Carroll takes their final timeout. Warsaw still up by 8.
Well, and just an excellent job of various guys on Warsaw's team getting the ball down low, and instead of going up right away and getting their shot blocked, they're pump faking and letting guys fly by them or going to create the contact. But you really like their poise against this full court pressure because they're breaking it with the pass and not the dribble. It's much easier to break a press or a trap when you're moving the ball via pass, because when you're dribbling, you allow guys to come from behind and catch up. Warsaw has not allowed that so far here in the fourth quarter.
I think it would be fair to say this would be a pretty big win for the Tigers going to the tournament next week.
Yeah, this is a very big win, because when you look at Carroll, and just even their losses are very, very close to really, really good teams, and they're going to be the team to beat, I think, in Fort Wayne next year. I mean, there's a lot of seniors leaving. This is a junior dominated team with their scoring and their impact for them, But that doesn't mean that they haven't had impacts up. I mean, I believe they beat Fort Wayne North, who's a really good basketball team. So this is a huge win for Warsaw to try to get some momentum to head up to Northside for a long week next week.
Hamilton Southeastern among their wins. Fort Wayne South. Again, I told you, I couldn't believe who's leading the sack. It's Fort Wayne Wayne.
The Generals.
With only one loss. Carson Gould pressuring the backcourt back to Jackson. Jackson to the timeline, racing to the right, being chased, got caught, and a whistle and a foul called against, I think, Sinish. Yes, Sinish with his third. Bricker to the free throw line. Warsaw's best, 21 out of 24, 85%. Warsaw sends everybody else down to the other end with 29 seconds to go. Jaeger hunched over at the scores table. Free throw up and in. 17 points for Luke Bricker. He had 21 twice against Northridge and at Elkhart. Second one's up, second one's good.
And when you look at this Carroll team, they have a lot of similarities to Northridge, who Warsaw plays Tuesday night in terms of their dribble penetration and the couple guys that can knock down shots.
28 seconds left. Hauser from even farther back, around and no good. Jaeger the rebound and a whistle and a foul called against Carroll with 21 seconds to go. Jaeger secures the rebound. Truesdale with the foul, his third.
See, and even on that rebound, if Luke doesn't extend out like he's trying to pass and instead brings it to his chin, kind of wrenches it a little bit free and just is strong with it, he wouldn't need to worry about that pass over to the outside. So just something where he can grow this summer, you know, as he continues to work into a good player.
Jaeger, 9 out of 15 with 1 out of 2 earlier in the game. That one's up and in. Luke with 9 points. He's had 3 double-figure games this season, but none since 13 against Concord. That one's up. It's good, too. Jaeger in double figures for the fourth time this year, and Warsaw leads 58-46 with 20 seconds to go in the regular season. A 3-pointer by Pardon from way out top is good. He's got 10. Gould gets it into Martin, right back to Jackson. He's fouled with 10.5 left. You look down and you look at Jackson Gould. Here comes Will Bergen into the game. The last 10 seconds for these guys in this gym.
Yep.
Gould to shoot. Free throw up. Free throw good. 14 for Jackson. 10-point game, 10.5 left. Gould with 8 in the second half, 7 here in the fourth quarter. And one more coming up. It's up. It's good. And Jackson will come out of the game, and he'll get a huge ovation here from these fans in the Tiger Den. And a big hug from his coach. Matt Moore said, when the last game's over, I want to hug you on your way out. And I don't know if any of us thought that he'd get to that last game the way it's been. But he did. And now, with 5 seconds left, Carson Gould will throw it in. Gets it into Bergen. And Bergen will hold on to the ball. And he'll watch the clock run down. And the Tigers have beaten the Carroll Chargers tonight by a score of 60-49. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. A very happy ending for the Warsaw Tigers regular season here in the Tiger Den. They beat Carroll tonight 60-49. Final scoring for the Chargers, who end the regular season at 12-10. Jair Sampson, 13 points. He was the leader, but we saw very little of him in the fourth quarter. I'm wondering if he was hurt because he hardly played in that fourth quarter. We'll have to wait and see. Jackson Pardon had 10. Cannon Hauser, 11. Draylen Truesdale, 5. Andrew Sinish, 4. Grant Peters, 6 for Carroll. For Warsaw, who wraps up the regular season at 14-9, Trey Davis, 7. Brant Martin, double figures with 10. As a matter of fact, Warsaw had 4 guys in double figures. Brant Martin, 10. Luke Jaeger, 10. Jackson Gould, 15. And the leader was Luke Bricker, who finished with 18 points. Warsaw led after 1, 15-11. They led at halftime, 25-21. They led after 3, 37-36. They outscored the Chargers 23-13 in the fourth and win the game 60-49. We were tied once. That was at 6, and we had five lead changes, two early in this fourth quarter. The JV game went to Carroll, 48-47, scoring the basket with 3.8 seconds left to win the game. Warsaw's JV's win streak ends at 8. They finished the season 15-6. Robbie Finlinson with a season high 24. And for the freshman game, Carroll won on a three-pointer at the buzzer, 34-32. So the Tigers salvage one game out of the three. It's the varsity game, and they win it 60-49. Jared will have the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Final stats for tonight's game, a Warsaw victory over Carroll, 60-49, brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Jared.
First of all, for Carroll, they finished 19 of 45 from the field for 42%. That included 5 of 19 behind the three-point line, 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Carroll had 18 total rebounds and 8 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 22 of 42 from the field for 52%. That included 6 of 17 from behind the three-point line, 10 of 14 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 25 total rebounds and had 12 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Carroll had 11, Warsaw had 9. Second chance points, Carroll had 4, Warsaw had 7. Points per possession, Carroll played to a .96 while Warsaw played to a 1.17. And points off the bench, Carroll had 5, Warsaw had 22.
Warsaw wins 60-49 over Carroll. Matt Moore is here. Congratulations, sir. That is a pretty good win by your bunch tonight.
Yeah. And man, I told him last night in practice, and I meant this, and I this is as good of a group as I've had in my time in high school of having moments where you've been defeated. You lose games, but then there are games where you're defeated. And we were defeated Tuesday, both on the court and I think just emotionally. And they're as good as a group I've had at coming back the next day and being coachable. And our energy was good. And we didn't, you know, we didn't feel bad for our set. Like, they just, three or four times this year when we've been defeated, they've bounced back and they've been coachable the next day. And that shows a lot of toughness in your leadership. Shows a lot of toughness in each of the guys individually, who they're listening to, and what they're trying to accomplish. And I mean, it just goes to show, man, this is a different team tonight in many ways. 100% because they're still in.
Defensively, you held a team that averages 63-49. We noticed that Sampson wasn't in the game in the fourth quarter. Was he injured? Do you know?
I don't know who Sampson it is, right?
Number two.
I know. But like mentally, I'm focusing on other aspects of what we're doing. So I'm not
okay.
Knowing who he's subbing, who he's not subbing, why they're doing stuff.
Okay, I didn't know if we missed something. Yeah. Defensively, whether he was hurt or not, your guys played a terrific second half, especially.
Yeah, you know, I thought we just made enough plays to stay ahead, right? And at that time where they kind of make their run and close the gap and get the lead, we get it right back. And we just did a good job of staying composed. Our possessions were much better. Our ball movement was much better. I thought, you know, Luke obviously changes things when he can make shots. And it's just the fear of having to, you know, having to guard him helps everybody else. Brandt, really good pockets. You know, Trey's activity offensively on the rebounds was just phenomenal. Andrew gave really good minutes. Luke Yeager, again, just being big, man. And it's just, it's a good group. And obviously after wins, you know, you're more complimented most times as a coach. But we had a couple times this year where we could lay down, and we haven't.
Well, you had a couple times this game, Coach, where you could have laid down.
Yeah.
Right before the end of the third quarter, that last 60 seconds was really rough. Turnovers, missed opportunities, and Carroll missed a shot that would have put them ahead after three quarters. You guys survived that and played a really good last 8 minutes.
Yeah. I hope our fans just appreciate just, you know, this is a that's a really good team. That team's got a chance to win their sectional, maybe win their regional. That's a good team. And, when you beat good teams, that means you're a good team also. And when you start believing that, you start having that swagger a little bit, that's important. And, just really, really excited with how this closed out. And excited to start season number two coming up.
It would be nice to get a win streak going here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'd be great, right? The beauty of the tournament is you get in, right? We qualified for it. And now you got a chance to be part of it by winning your first game, and it's going to be a tough one. They're playing well, and you know it is a rivalry, and at this point, you want to be 1-0 at the end of the night.
We'll see you in the morning for Tiger Talk.
Look, appreciate it,
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers up here after a 60-49 win over the Carroll Chargers. We continue our post-game coverage next on News Now Warsaw.